Okay, Simon Kuf Chavtes Rosh Hashanah Sif Yud Dalid. So we're holding in the Tkiyas. Yeah. So Kishatekeya Oimer Es HaBrachas. When the Tekeya says the Brachas, Al Yemer HaKohol Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy. Tekeila should not say Baruch Hu Baruch Shemoy because they're being Yoytza that Bracha. So therefore you don't say that's a Hefzik. Yishmu heitav as a brachas, listen to the bracha as well. Vach kol bracha yaimru b'kavona, and after each bracha you say b'kavona, amen. Vavsa lahafsik mikan, and then you're not allowed to be mafsik after that. Ad la'achr kol tkiyas shebechazorah satfila, until after the tkiyas, after chazorah sashatz. Right? V'al kein ein l'shamash la'achr shtiku yofa b'shas satfila. Then Chazan should not the Shamash, the Gabbai, shouldn't announce be quiet and all that things. Afshu Noya came with Pamachar, even though that is his meaning to yell that out other times. So all announcements should be made before Tzkiyah. People are knowing to say that. You have to be very careful not to mention the names of the Malach. It's much better not to say Yiratzen. They bring it from the Mishnah Brura that you can, if you want to say the Yiratzen, you can just think of them in your mind. Or you can say them after davening. The main thing to think during Tkiyas Shofar, people ask, what's the Kavanas Tkiyas Shofar? Just have Kavanah that you're doing tshuva. Because she calls of a Rambam Zal, because tshuva, per gimel alacha dalet, vizel ashoyne, afa pisha, Tkiyas Shofar, Rosh Hashanah, gzeres hakosuv. Even though it's gzeres hakosuv, you got to do it, doesn't make a difference whether you understand it or not. Remez yesh, but there's a remez in a klema, uru yishene mishinaschem, get up from your sleep, v'nur darmim hakitzu, mitarametesha, the people that are sleeping, get up from your deep sleep, and search your actions, and remember your Creator. These are the people that forget about the emes with the wasting time, and they are I think it comes with the word shoygig. The whole year they're doing stupidity. Is not going to help them. It's not going to save them. Look into your nefesh and improve yourself. And leave your bad ways and your thoughts that are not good. Ad kan l'shoinoi, and that's until this is lush of the Rambam, which Bez Hashem will see this week. The main iser probably that we do, which is very interesting because there's no alchet for it. And that is, Bittul Torah. Right? They all have different. They have vertlich. Why there's no alchet for Bittul Torah? But this Rambam sure sounds like that's like from the big. That's probably is from the big averus that we do. Just wasting time. Although Baruch Hashem, the Olam comes on the Zoom and on Mitzvah Shabbos to learn the Daf and Kitzur Shulchan Aruch. It's very nice. Tazayin, but Chazor Satfila. You say along with him. I think a lot of tzibur doesn't do that, and you bend down. He says we don't fall on the face only in the Seder Avoda, but I think most places on Rosh Hashanah do. All right. The Sheil Tzibur also bends down. When he's bending down, he cannot uproot himself. And Naftali Lan is very experienced with this. And the Noyeg to stand a little bit distance from the Amud, so that he can get up from his knees without moving from his place. And the people that are there, they help him out so that he shouldn't have to move his feet. And the tkiyas in the tefillah, in lashliach tzibur l'tkaya, the chazan should not be the one blowing. Unless he knows for sure that it's not going to mess with his concentration. And like we say, like we always say, if he has a machzer, so then that's not a problem. It's only back then when maybe the people did it bal peh, so maybe it would throw him off. So with the tkiyas and during Chazaras Hashatz, or Shemoneh Esrei, if you svar, the Yesh Menhagim Shainim Kama Taigen. There's different Menhagim. V'chol Makom Yachzik Menhagai. Everybody should go with their Minig. V'chem v'tkiyah Shalachar Tfilah Yesh Menhagim Shainim. And there's different Hanhagas with the tkiyas after the tefillah. Lachar shegomru kol tkiyas kfi minig ha'makom yesh atznias ha'shofar le'yizku yaisa. You should hide the shofar. You shouldn't blow anymore. Right? Why? Because it's an iser. Because you're making noise on Yom Tov. Fi l'misha reitz liyis tkei b'yom sheni. Even somebody who wants to blow on the second day, ein lo l'tkei b'yom rishon l'islami, he should not practice on the first day. Not al tachana, al making the noise. And yesh mila chet yud ches, and yesh mila, if there's a bris, malon lachar avtayra kodem tkiya shayfa, then they blow after avtayra before tkiya shayfa, remez the chor bris avram v'kedas yitzchok. V'shabas malon achar ashrei, and on Shabbos they do it after ashrei. And trichen lomol etzel ha-yiledes, malon achar yitzhi v'mesek nesas, if they don't have an era, well, if it depends if it's Shabbos or whatever that, meaning if for whatever reason they can't do it in shul, so then you don't leave shul, you do it after davening. Your test. Misha yotz with kiyah shofar tzarich l'tkoyah b'shvil acherim. Let's say somebody's already yotzah and he wants to blow for others. Yochel gamkin levaruches habracha. He can make the bracha. Pamakom yotzah nachin shezeh shu tzarich lotzeis hu yivaruches habrachas. The one who needs to be yotzah, he should make the bracha. V'tekeyah b'shvil nashim. And anybody who blows for women, im hu kvar yotzah, if he's already yotzah, then lo yivaruches habrachas. And he doesn't make the brachas ela isha tavarech, then the woman should make the bracha. Kimin the mitzad adin nashim paturis from tkiyas shofar. Since meikar adin, women are potter from tkiyas shofar. Mishum dami mitzis to say shazman groma. It's a mitzis to say shazman groma. But yesh oimrim to misha yotze leyitka klal b'shvil nashim. And there are those that say that somebody was yotze should not blow at all for the women. Right? So tkiyas b'shvil nashim, and one who wants to blow for the women, yiska kaidem sheyishmat tkiyas v'beis knesses, he should blow for them before shul. Yivarach al tkiyas, and they should make the bracha on tkiyas. V'chavat sheyetz ben, he should have kavani ziyat to them. Uvavad shleiv b'shalish shayis harishanis shaliyam. It shouldn't be within the first 3 hours of the day. Ki oz ein l'tkoy b'yachidus, because then you should not be blowing shofar alone within the first 3 hours of the day. Oishe yiska lehem b'shash shataykem v'beis knesses. Or he should blow for them when they're blowing at shul, and he should leave shul. Then it's as if he's doing it, I mean, he has the sus of the rabbim. Or do it afterwards. He should have kavanah not to be yotze with the tkiyas, meaning that's the problem. Meaning, you really you want to be yotze tkiyas shofar with a lot of people. So, but on the other hand, you shouldn't really blow l'chatchila for women unless you also need to hear. So that's the problem that Kitzur Shulchan Aruch is trying to say. Even though he's going to hear, if he goes home and he blows for the women, and then he's going back to shul. Ain't hefsek. So then maybe there's a hefsek. Ain't hefsek. Matzricha levaruch shenis. He doesn't have to make a second bracha. The kula tkiyas chada mitzvah. It's one big mitzvah. V'im ha'isha chalusha, and a woman's weak. Matzricha lechol kaidem tkiyas, and she has to eat before the tkiyas. Yichayla lechol. She is allowed to eat. Now with the kavanah, it's just stam. It's kedai to say once we're learning the sugya. The kavanah according to I think it's a shlo that says this. The basic kavanah to have by the tekiyas is that when the first tekiyah is long, so you have in mind that when you were born, it was straight and flat and you were a good person. And then your lifetime, you went two, 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 all that stuff, all variations of messing with your life. And then you're doing tshuva and you're straightening out again. That's just a basic kavanah to have by the tekiyas, right? Again, with the first long tekiyah, is that you were given a life that was straight and pure, and then you went and messed with it, and now you're purifying it again. All right. On that note, we should have a good year, Chasimah and good tvach, and a fine night, of course.
And see you tomorrow night.
And Bez Hashem, yes.
So now's the next year.
Yep, it's so.
Next.